those young boys that are learning Torah b'Simcha, so close to Mokem HaMikdosh, and we are meeting 1 week before Rosh Hashanah, a day that everybody wants to be prepared, everybody wants to join this special day, and everybody wants to go out from this court and to be Zakai. Believing in it, with all the bad things that happened in the year before Tov Shin Samech Tes, we are signed a year ago Rosh Hashanah. Believing in this, that those people, they did not exist this year, where they would daven better a year ago Rosh Hashanah, they would have Aksive Vasive Toive, and they would be written and signed Lechaim Toivim. And we believe in it, that everybody that is not living today and had lived a year ago, it was signed in those 2 days. Rosh Hashanah Yikoseivun, Uriyon Tzoyim Kippur Yechoseivun, Kamo Yavun, Lekamo Yiboreyun. This is a court that we have to fight for our life. This is a court that we have to fight of the life from our relatives, parents, brothers, sisters, children, and good friends, knowing that tefillah has the ability to change roya agzero. So because of it, Klal Yisrael is shaking, they are shivering, it's not easy. In the same day that we are standing to the court, we have also a lot of dinim noisofim, except of the davening, except of the shofar hearing. We have a lot of dinim in halachas in this day. I want to point of one interesting medresh in HaGemoren, Masechtes Bo Basra, in maybe to describe some fresh line, maybe a new point of view. I forgot to apologize in my first words and to say that my English is a very weak English and I have to help myself with words from Lashon Kodesh and Yiddish, so you will forgive me. The Gemara Masechtes Bo Basra, Daf Yud, it is also a medrash in Parshas Behar. The medrash tells the story of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and the Gemara tells the same story of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai had a dream, Rosh Hashanah Banacht. The night of Rosh Hashanah he had a dream. That for me, it is already something to learn that the big Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai went to sleep Rosh Hashanah by Nacht. So, it is for me a lesson. Means we have to be normal. There are people that they are not going to sleep and then they are paying very expensive. And tomorrow, the davening is not the same. So, he went to sleep. You are not dreaming if you are not sleeping. So, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, with Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, we believe that both Gersos are right. So, both Doyle Ador, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, that was the biggest Doyle Ador after the Chom, in Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that he made the Zohar, and he was the biggest Bedoyro in Torah Sanester, Anigle, they slept Rosh Hashanah by night, in the night. He had a dream about his nephews, his sister's children, that they will lose this year 700 golden matbeis, how do you say?
Coins.
A very, very high, expensive amount. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai knew that what he sees in his dream is real. So during the year, he went to his nephews and he said, maybe you can give me some money for tzedakah. And they gave. Then he came again. Maybe you can give me some money for tzedakah. And they gave. He didn't tell them the secret that he saw such a dream. During the year, he took from them almost this amount of 700. But 17 dinarim were left over. He didn't take it from them. It came Rosh Hashanah a year later. They came in, his nephews. And they said that the Malchus, the king, is sending a few soldiers to their houses, and they are going to take all the money. So they came to the Rebbe to pray. So he said, you don't have to be afraid. They will take just 17 from your money, not more. And it was so, they took away 17, because this was the dream that he saw, he knew. So the Gemara asks, why didn't he tell them about this dream? Why did he have to beg and to ask and to be as a schnorrer? It's not so nice, it's not so polite, it's not so naim to be an uncle that says, give me money. You know, to collect money is not so geschmack. So tell them that you had a dream, and they will believe you. Rav Shimon ben Yochai or Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. If you will tell them that you had such a dream, that they have to have such amount of money to take out, so it's better it should go to poor people than it should go to the king. So the Gemara answers, he wanted them to be doing this mitzvah lishmo. If they will give the mitzvah tzedakah because of the dream, they won't have the schus. I'm giving because my uncle had a dream, and I know that if I won't give this money here, I will have to give it there. So he wanted they should make this mitzvah lishmo. This is the Gemara. So I am asking a kasha of this Gemara, and also the same the Medrash. It is true that we are doing a mitzvah lishmo is more than when we are doing the mitzvah shelo lishmo. This is right. But about tzedakah, if somebody would ask us, we have two abilities. We have ability to give tzedakah lishmo, but it won't be so much money, $100. $200. We have ability to give $500, but then it will be Shiloh Lishmo, because you are going to a rich man and you say, maybe you want to give tzedakah for somebody, so he's asking, I will be famous, everybody will say thank you. So he says, if you want to, he says, I want to. So he agrees to give a few thousand, and everybody should know about it, because if everybody will know about it, they will thank him and he will feel good. If you say, no, nobody will know about it, it will be a secret. So he says, for a secret, you can take $100 and shalom. Because it is very, very nice for somebody to be appreciated by people. So I'm asking, we should have two choices. We, as Rabbonim, as Das Torah, and we can have an influence of somebody. He should give more money for poor people, but he will have Shiloh Lishmo in this, or he will give a little, not so much money, and it will be Lishmo. What would we say if we are the rabbis of this person? What is more important? So, we have a machshavah to say, Mitzvah Lishmo is bigger than mitzvah shelo lishmo. This is right. But we have here a few poor men. They don't have to eat. They don't have to eat. So take this gvir and promise him that you will write with big letters on the koisel that he gave, and just take by him $25,000 and let's give it for the poor people. It wouldn't be more important. The poor people should have more to eat, and he will have a little bit less in the mitzvah. Or we will say, no, this person, if he will give it in this system, it won't be lishmo. So let's do it lishmo, and nobody from the poor people will have what to eat of supper. What is more important? So maybe it would be better when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to his nephews, listen, I had a dream. You have to give. And they would give in one day the 700, and maybe they would add another 100. He didn't tell them. It should be lishmo. And you see that a year went over, in 17, from this amount, didn't go to the poor people, it went to the Goyish king. So why shouldn't he tell them and take from them the whole amount? This is the question that I'm asking. If you understood, it's okay. If not, I can say it over. It's okay. You understood my question? So I want to tell you something that you, Rosh Hashiva, will be very satisfied to hear. What I want to tell you is based on a few stories. One story is a Hasidic story, and one story is a Misnagdish story. So we will start with a story that is not from Hasidic. Here in Jerusalem, for 100 years ago, there was a big, big chief rabbi in Jerusalem. His name was Reb Shmuel Salant. He was a genius. He was the biggest rov here in Israel. He got to be very old. He said, Jerusalem needs a younger rabbi than me. Send to the big rabbis that are living there in Chutz Lo'aretz and beg them they should come here, be rov. I'm going down from my chair because I'm old. This alone is also a very, very special thing. Not everybody is agreeing to say of himself that he's old and he has to go down from a chair. But he was this type of man. So they searched after somebody and they founded Harav Eliyahu David Rabinovich Teumim, that his name was the Aderes. He was the father-in-law of Harav Avum Yitzchok HaKohen Kuk, very, very famous Harav Kuk. So Harav Kuk's father-in-law was the Rav of Mir in Lita. And he got a letter from Jewish people here in Jerusalem, come and be here a Rav, because our Rav says that he's too old. And the Rav here, Reb Shmuel Salant, signed on the letter, come, I want you to come. So he made sure that the old Rav wants him to come. He said goodbye to his big community there in Mir, and he came here. He came here, and it was very, very exciting day. All Jewish people in Jerusalem went out to be Mekabel Konim, to accept him. And he came in. The older Rav, Reb Shmuel Salant, said, from this day that you are here, I'm not the Rav. If there is to make Siddur Kiddushin, to marry somebody, you will marry. If there will be questions, you are the Rav. In this day, came somebody and said, Rebbe, I have to marry my daughter today. I thought that our old rabbi will be the Mesader Kiddushin, but I understand now that you will be. He says, okay, I'm going. The old rabbi told me that I am now the rabbi. So it was the first day of this Aderes, of this big, huge genius that came here in Jerusalem to make Siddur Kiddushin. All Jerusalem came, as you know, Jerusalem people are very curious people, and you hope to see him, to see how he's making Siddur Kiddushin. He made hundreds of Siddur Kiddushin when he was in the Mir. He was a rov, a big community. But he was very excited. It was here in Jerusalem. It was a new place for him. Standing there, he has to make a broche before he makes Siddur Kiddushin. You are boys that you maybe do not know, so I am blessing you that everybody of you, in Yetzir Hashem, in the right time, will be under the chuppah as a chosn. And I will teach you now what you are doing there. So a rabbi is standing there. Chachomim made such a takone because there are some chassanim that are so excited that they will be embarrassed if they will make a mistake in the broche. So Chazal said, let's give the broche for a rov. A rov is more used to do it. He won't be excited. So a rov is standing there. The chosn is there. The kale is there. The chosn has the ring in his hand. And the Kale is taking out her finger. And he is going to be Mekadesh and to say, Harei at Mekudeshes li betaba azu, Kedas Moshe Yisroel. This is a sentence that everybody of you will tell it in Yirtze Hashem. Sooner or later. Standing there, goes the Rav before the Maisa Kiddushin. He is pouring for himself a cup of wine. And he says the Broche, Birkas HaKiddushin. As every mitzvah, you have to make a broche before. And it's so important that Tiknu Loimar al Hayayin. So he makes Boir Bria Gofen, and then he makes the Broche Asher Kitshonu B'Tzloisov B'Tzivonu. God gave us the order to marry a Yiddish woman. After the Broche, the Chosn is drinking a little bit, the Kale is drinking, and then the Chosn is giving the ring to the finger from the Kale, is putting it up, and he's breaking a glass, and everybody screams, Mazel Tov. Then it's going to Sheva Broches, and they are going to the Cheder HaYichud, and what's doing in the wedding later, you know very good, Baruch Hashem. This I don't have to teach. So he's standing there, the Aderes, he's holding the wine in his hand, he's excited. Instead to say, Boy Repriya Gofen, he says, Shehakoy Niyo Bedvoy. A mistake, in the first chuppah in Jerusalem, surrounded with thousands of Talmidei Chachomim, a mistake. He made a mistake. He was also old, he wasn't so old as Rav Shmuel Salant, he was old. So he sees that everybody is looking at him, he understood, oh, I made a mistake. So he's going over and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Boi Pri HaGofen. And he says the broches, and the Chosn and the Kale are marrying one the other, and they're going to the Cheder Yichud. A lot of Talmidei Chachomim came and they asked the Rebbe, your first mistake is a mistake. You're old enough and you're tired, you made a mistake. But why did you make the broche Boi Pri HaGofen? This is a bigger mistake, because Al Kulom Im Omar Shehakol Yotzo. If you're making shehakol of wine, bedieved, yotza. You're not making over the broche, you're yotza bedieved. Chazal made it according that everything has his broche. Boyer pri agofen, boyer pri adomo, boyer pri oetz, but in al kulom, in omar shehakoy, yotza and mishnah broches. So the first mistake, we understand, you were tired. But the second mistake, why did you make such a broche, Boi Pri HaGofen, you have made already shehakol, it's okay. So he said something that is so terrific that I want to take out from it some yesoid. He said like this, I do not have to make this broche. I have married my Rebetzin 50 years ago. I'm making this broche to be Moitzi del Chosn. It's the Chosn's broche. Now, the Chosn under the chuppah is starting new life. Nobody wants to start with a bedieved. Nobody. I want to start, it should be exact, not the eved. There is an umdenet that the Chosn is not satisfied. He should be yoitze with a broche, that this is just a bedieved, because a bedieved you can make when you are finishing your life. Not when you are starting your life. You are not starting with a mistake that we say, you made a mistake, okay, let's forgive you. So I went over the broche knowing, beumdenet de muchach, that the Chosn is not satisfied with what I made him. It's his broche. And he wants to start as it has to be the katchile. So because the broche is not my broche, it's his broche. I'm just a shliach. So he wouldn't make me a shliach if he would know that his broche under the chuppah was a dieved. Let's ask you boys. You would want under your chuppah, you should make the first broche together with your kale in your marriage life with a dieved. Who wants it? Nobody wants it. So he says, if the chosn is not satisfied, I cannot be his shliach. If I'm not a shliach, I don't have the ability to make the broche. This was the reason why I changed the broche from shehakol to Boi Pri HaGofen. This was a story that happened not far from here in the Chorma Shul, and this story went over generations of generations. The nice chidush that this Gevaldige Goen said, first act was a mistake, but not the second. The second was a very deep thinking. And this din, nobody wants to start with a bedi'evid. It's a nice thing. This is the story that comes from Litte. What's the Chassidish story? The Chassidish story is about the holy Belzeruv that was here in Eretz Yisroel. He was Aaron Kdosh Hashem. He said in every bar mitzvah, that he is joining, he wants the bar mitzvah yingle, the child that got to be bar mitzvah, he should bench Birkes HaMazon al HaKoyis, because it's the first night that he is mechuyev b'mitzvahs, so let give him to make on the koyis Birkes HaMazon. Now when we are making Birkes HaMazon al HaKoyis, if we are drinking roif koyis, it's enough. You don't have to drink kol HaKoyis. The Belzerov said, this bar mitzvah, that he is making the first time in his life, the first mitzvah. So this mitzvah that you are making the first time, it must be, it should be complete. Not, roif koyis is also as kol HaKoyis. It's not exact. He should drink kol HaKoyis. You are not starting with a di'eved. You are starting with a lekatchila. This is what we want to learn from those two gorgeous stories. A start has another it's not the same. If you are starting and you are starting with the end, who knows how you finish? We know that there are people, they are tired, they are already so alive, so they are going to the mitzvahs times very as tired, as boring. But when you are in the first years and you are starting something, if you will start, it should be so weak in Bedi'eved, who knows what will be with you in 10 years. Rosh Hashanah is something that we are starting. When we are starting something, it has to be complete. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saw a dream Rosh Hashanah. We understand that if he saw Rosh Hashanah, it belongs to Rosh Hashanah. He understood that the dream that he has means that his nephews, they have to do a mitzvah because it's Rosh Hashanah. It's not as whole year. Mitzvah tzedoke Rosh Hashanah has to be done complete. If he will stay the dream, he will make that they will do a mitzvah that he saw Rosh Hashanah by night, and it will be already Shiloi Lishmo. It may be good for the poor people, but it didn't come a day after Rosh Hashanah. It didn't come 2 days after Rosh Hashanah. The same dream he could have after Rosh Hashanah. And the dream will say that in this year they have to get tzedakah. If you sing a dream Rosh Hashanah, it means that here we have another, it's not the same. This that we are going through Rosh Hashanah, things that are we going through, things that we are learning, things that we are doing, they have to be done Rosh Hashanadik. Rosh Hashanadik means as something that never was, as something that is a start, something that has to be a base to all the year that will come on this base. You're making mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah. You have to make it complete. Not the Eved. We have a mitzvah from Shofar. This year is mitzvah Shofar de Rabbono. We know that if we will hear just 9 koiles, it would be enough, Bedi'evet. We are making so much koiles to be sure that we made the koiles. K'shem oimdim, k'shem yoishvim, shvorim truah, shvorim beloi truah, truah beloi shvorim. Again and again and again until 100 koiles. We didn't see that in other mitzvahs we are doing so much frimkeiten, so much chores. Because Rosh Hashanah is a day that if you say, I made already 9 tkiyas, and don't be so heavy on me, and leave me alone. So when it will come to Teves and Tishvat, you will sleep, you won't learn, because you didn't go in this year with your first step. It should be the fourth step with the biggest laharos. We are davening. We are davening a very long Shmoneh Esrei. And we have our nature. We have our Yetzer Hara. We are tired. We believe that in yeshivas receive Aryeh with your very important Rosh Yeshiva and your Magid Shiurim. They are not letting you to rest. You are learning and learning. It comes to Rosh Hashanah, you are tired. And it comes a big Shmoneh Esrei. And it does not finish. And you're looking to the right and to the left. Nobody is stepping out to say, Oy se shalom bimroimu, Uy ase shalom uleinu. You think, when will it come? And you're standing there thinking, I will a little bit as, not sleep, but I will as a little bit go out from it. So we say, Bocher, you are a young boy. This day is your first day. Ze hayoim tchilas ma'asecho zikoroi liyom rishoim. This is the day that will have an influence of whole year. So don't go in heterim tchukim, bedieved, krishme shaloi bezmano, zman asheni, tfile shaloi bechavone. It's okay. I have said something wrong to my friend, but it's not so gefährlich. But it's not lekatchile. You're going to eat. You can eat and think about the food and say for yourself, I'm sick and tired from the shmusen, from the mashgiach. The chicken is so tasty. I will eat it. Why not? It's kuvat yomtev. I should be very, very happy because the chicken is good. So those are the little things that nobody knows except you. If you are letting yourself, when you are starting, to do something that is bedieved as an old Jew to the 80 years, in the middle of the year, you are taking your opportunity to start a new year. You're making it as usual, as regular, as every day. I'm coming now from the Koisel. You are very close to the Koisel, so you know they are bringing soldiers that are starting to serve for Medinas Yisroel. So they are swearing on a Bible, I will serve this country. So I have a friend. He told me that somebody said, maybe they can take an old Bible. They didn't have a new Bible. Take an old Bible. It's the same Bible. So the big mefaked, how do you say mefaked? The officer from the military, he's not from. He says, the first time that a soldier is swearing, this is his first step. He has to have the Bible should be in you. You understood? This is something that you have to feel it. If you have to swear every day, so it comes to the third day, to the fourth day, take an old Bible. This is his first day in military. First day. I told it for a friend. So he told me, there is also a rule that every soldier that is starting military needs new uniform. I don't know if it's here like this. This told me, the friend that told me about USA. Maybe it was in the years that Lehman's Bank was very, very rich, so they had to afford it. I don't know how it's today. But he told me 20 years ago, if you are going to military, the first day you will have new uniform from your head till your shoes. If you are already in the military, a year, 2 years, you are brushing your shoes and it's okay. Not in the first day. We are the military from God. We. Bayoi baze, yotsu kol tzivo is Hashem. We are military. We are the soldiers. And we have a day that we swear on the Bible. We have a day that God created us. He created us to do His work, to do His job, as the Pasuk says, Am zu yotzarti li tilosi yesapeu. We have a duty in life. We are in a big military. We are in Tzivos Hashem. We have a first day. That this first day has an influence of whole year. So in this day, everybody of us needs to understand how important it is to check up everybody himself, not his friend. This is very easy to say to Ploini, to say to Almoini, do like this, do like this. I'm talking about people that want to look at themselves. Everybody to himself should give this order. Rosh Hashanah, I'm starting this day. For 2 days, I'm making things lekatchile. I'm not laying on a teirim tchukim. I want to do things as they have to be done in the most nicest and best way. Then, if I will have the ability to do it, b'siyata d'shmaya, this will give me the power a whole year to be there when I need to be there. This is the secret what the Heiliger Ari HaKodesh said. If somebody is sleeping Rosh Hashanah, he will sleep whole year. Who is sleeping Rosh Hashanah? Man de domich rei shate, domich kule shate. If you are taking this day and you are allowing yourself to sleep, you will sleep whole year because you didn't use this day as a first day. All Jewish people are as getting to be bar mitzvah. I say with my seichel, if the Belzerub is right, everybody that is benching Birkas HaMozrim b'Rosh Hashanah, and he got the honor to bench al HaKoyis, he should drink Kol HaKoyis, not Rov HaKoyis, Chidush, because we are starting now. It's more Aschole than a Chosn. Chosn is a private person. Here a whole nation is studying. She's studying again. As they say, Ze hayoyim tchilas ma'asecho. Every Rosh Hashanah, God is creating the world from you for this year. As in you creating. This is our duty in those 2 days that are coming. In, of course, learning, in davening, in behaving, is included in those things that I'm talking about. This is the reason why we see that in those days, even somebody that is not machmir in pas akum has to be machmir in pas akum. Not everybody has the ability to be machmir in the big USA. Up to today, there are places that you don't have bread that are just from a Jewish bakery. It's not so easy. So it's a chumre not to eat a bread that a goy baked. So Shulchan Aruch says, if you are not makpid the whole year, be makpid Rosh Hashanah. So we can ask Rosh Hashanah, it's not the same day as every day, no? It's not the same day. Because it's the first day. In everything, as it is in the first time, has to be, ois gehalten lekatchile shebe lekatchile. This is my mahalach. It is short. It is not too hard. And it's a good investment. Bechonun im nobozois, you can try it. You have Emir Tzashem in a week, 2 days. Let's see. If you will put your head and your heart in those 2 days, they should be lekatchile ben odom lamokoy. They should be lekatchile ben odom lachaveiroy. You will have such an influence that the whole year won't be the same. I'm finishing with a story, and this will be their siyum. Rav Yisroel Salanter, that was the biggest, hugest goyen in Baal HaMusar in Lite. It was Rosh Hashanah, Yom Chamishi V'Yom Shishi. In close to Rosh Hashanah, after Rosh Hashanah was Shabbos. So the first day Rosh Hashanah, they davened in Beis HaMusar. They davened and davened and davened. The second day was Friday. The Ezras Noshim was full of Jewish women. Rabbi Yisroel Salanter is going to the Baal Tefillah and he says, the women that are joining us with davening, they are afraid they won't have time to prepare for Shabbos. Once upon a time, no refrigerator, no ability to cook for Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. So we make cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. We are making Eruv Tavshilin. So he says, the woman that Aaron Ezra Snoshi, if we will daven too long, they will have very big of a snafish to stay in shul or to go to baking to cook. Let's make our davening short. All the piyutim out. So they are asking you, and Rebbe, what is between a sane toikiv kedusha sayoim ki hu noiro ve'oyoim? This is one of the piyutim, Rabbi Amnoim. He says it's too long. It's too long. It's not meiker atfilin. To prepare for Shabbos is important. Women won't have the yeshiva das. Don't say it. Rabbi Yisrael Salander. They didn't say Rosh Shachis was a very short Shachis. It came to Musaf. So they understand if Shachis is the same, is Musaf. So they say, Rebbe, Musaf, Shmoneh Esre, there are a lot of things that we can skip. Should we skip? He says, no, don't skip. You know why? Because Chazal made a very big Chazor Sashas. In Chazor Sashas, there are a lot of pieces that the crowd is saying, not about feeling. You know why? Because Chazal had Rachmonis pity on the about feeling. He's standing there and it's not easy. So they made a lot of pieces, he should rest. Now, you cannot make the people shouldn't say it because the about feeling will suffer. So you're not allowed to make things and another person will suffer. You're not allowed. So Shachis, they skipped. Musaf, they didn't skip because of Yisrael Salanter said. So he wasn't a Chassidish Rebbe. But he was one of the huge Geoinim that left over this Gevaldige thing that he wants to show us. Rosh Hashanah is a day from Shleimus. If you are davening heavy in a lot, and women there in the Ezra Snoshim are suffering, it's not Shleimus. It's not Shleimus, it's not for the first day in year. First day in year, it has to be B'Shleimus, Ben Odom La'Mokoyim, Ve'Ben Odom La'Chaveyoyim. I'm finishing with my Birkas Hedyoit, my blessing. As I said, everybody of the boys that are sitting here, everybody has a future. And as you know, the future, you can never know. We know people that had married fine girls and didn't have success in marriage life. Had a lot of reasons that it wasn't success. They had a lot of reasons not to be happy with their life. Life are not easy for nobody. We know people that they have nice life, good life. They're enjoying their life. They have children. They have nice children. A lot of them, when they would pray good Rosh Hashanah as boys in yeshiva, they would make for themselves a very good service. Because if we are davening, God is listening. I am blessing you. You should daven with your young koiches, with your power. You should daven and you should think that this davening has an influence on your life. Today, tomorrow, in a year, in 10 years. It should be such a davening that if I will meet you in 10 years, you will tell me, you know, Tov Shin Ayin, I davened so erlich. It was such a Rosh Hashanah that I know it until today. It made an impression. And God will give you a Birkas Hashem according to your davening. A Shana Toivo, Shana Mesuko, Shana Sheyemala Hashem Yishalos Libchem Letoivo, Omen Ken Yirotz. Amen.